NASCAR finals going?
That good.
That expression is just the time I've been putting into it. I've been really studying, really studying. So I'm just waiting for this week to get completed.
What's been the biggest thing you guys have worked on during the break of games?
We've been doing a lot of scrimmaging, so I would say conditioning and live play. And then we've been doing isolated defensive drills as well. So that's really the two things that I think sticks out in my mind for the defense and just the scrimmaging.
Opponents have outscored you guys from the three-point line in seven straight games. So as a whole unit, what do you guys have to do to change that?
I guess we got to play defense. I can't really say nothing else. And really, it's not funny. And me, myself, I mean, looking at the tape, I'm really not a defensive presence on that end of the floor. So I think everybody needs to step it up, including me. And I feel like me more than anybody, because it's a lot of stuff I can do in the defensive end that I'm just not doing right now. So that's unacceptable. And Coach Rand pointed it out to me, and I respect the honesty. And I mean, something's got to change for us to win. So I think as a team, though, we just have to improve defensively. And I see myself in the middle of a lot of mistakes. So that must mean something, you know. Well, as the top competition increases, then so does, you know, how sharp and precise you have to be in executing your offense. And another thing Coach pointed out that I wasn't screening, and well, he pointed out to a few people, you know, the guards aren't waiting to get open and I'm not screening and different things. So, I mean, it's on all of us, really. We have to work for each other. I know sometimes I come down the floor and I'm not really focusing enough on getting, you know, my teammates open. So, you know, it's all of us, because it's a two-way street. The guards got to set themselves up, and then the big man's our responsibility to pick their man. And, you know, not all of us are doing a really good job of that right now. So I think really we got to work for each other, and that's how everybody will prosper. So, you know.
How much would a healthy Bryce Cartwright be in this team?
Bryce Cartwright, you know, I've been our starting point guard, and he's definitely a major contributor to our success. And, you know, he's a major part of our team, so having him back would be, you know, excellent. Not to mention Devin's playing so well now. Now maybe they could play together on the court or whatever coach wants to do. So, you know, anytime you lose somebody on the team, it's a loss, and especially a starter. So, you know, we definitely need Bryce back.
How's Devin handling the increased responsibility?
Well, if you see his game performance, he's been playing really well. So I guess he doesn't have a problem with it. I mean, if anything, he's not considering a burden, but he's wanted the opportunity. I'm not saying that he's wanted to overrun Bryce, but he just wanted the opportunity to show his skill and, you know, get put in a position where he can prosper. He's doing that right now, or flourish, I should say.
Drake on Saturday. How important is it just to get one win over one of the in-state rivals?
Well, right now it's important to get one win over anybody. I mean, we're 5-5. I know we're not where we want to be as a team, so we definitely need to string a few wins together and, you know, really pick things up, because we only got a few games before the Big Ten season start, and all those games are just wars. And I wouldn't even want to say that, because that seems like I'm downplaying the games we had before then. And every game we got in and out is just a war, because we need them all. Really, we do as a team. So.